This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and if you're looking out your window and the grass is green, or you're looking out the window and the grass is white, don't worry. I know one place that is making the snow, and we're going to get into that. It's up in Salisbury, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, and they do this amazing thing, Jump Fest. It's been going on for years, and joining me this morning is the director of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, Willie Hallahan. Willie, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me on again, Joey. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, Jump Fest, this has been going on a little bit, and I think more people need to realize that there is some world-class jumping, ski jumping, going on right here in Connecticut.
That's right, Joey. Over the year, by the way, this is the 97th year that we've been putting this on, and after a while, we just assume everybody in the world knows about it, but we can travel down into your neck of the woods, and probably many of your listeners haven't even heard of us, don't even know we exist. But we have a Salisbury Winter Sports Association, SWASA for short, is this longtime organization. We have a 70-meter hill, which is a massive hill. It's smaller than the Olympic size, but when you're standing at the top of the tower, you're 350 feet off the ground. Jumpers, you know, they come down the in run, that's the slope on the tower, and take off. They're going 50 miles an hour. They go up to 200 feet through the air. They land on a 300 foot landing hill. It's an amazing place. And Jump Fest is kind of the showcase for ski jumping, in Salisbury. Jump Fest is a 3-day event. It runs, we're getting close to it. It's, February 3rd. 4th and 5th. That's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Their jumpers, the same jumpers jump all 3 days, but there are different things at work here. Friday night is probably the fun night of the 3 days. The rock and roll day of the three.
It's a little let loose day.
It's fun for the jumpers because they're not competing per se like they will be the next 2 days. So it's a target jumping. Everything, the place is magical to begin with, daytime, summer, winter, anytime. But a Jump Fest on Friday night, the mountain is lit up. Luminaria are set along the road for people to find their way in. And for the jumpers, it's a fun night because they're just trying to land on a target. And they're competing for prize money.
It's got to be interesting. I'd love to, you know, hear from one of the jumpers, like, the difference jumping at daytime versus nighttime. Because at night, I mean, no matter how good something is lit up, like, the light and the dark still play tricks with your mind. So I mean, it's got to be, I don't want to say scary, but different and exhilarating and fun for them all at the same time to jump at night and something like that.
Well, there probably is a difference. But one thing, I'm glad you brought this up. There's an issue of depth perception for jumpers, daytime, nighttime, or whatever. And if you've ever been there before, you see jumping on TV, you'll see these lines across the landing hill. And they just look like lines. But what they are up close is that they're little sprigs of evergreens. They're set in a row. They stand about 6 inches off of the snow. They just take cut little branches off of evergreen trees and stick them in the snow in rows. In about every 5 yards or so. And what those evergreens do is they give a jumper depth perception so they can tell how far off the landing hill they are. Otherwise, it's just kind of a white haze, a fog, and they have no idea where they are in relation to the landing. But that little line, those lines of evergreen sprigs give them the depth perception. So it serves that purpose at night as well as in daytime, and they need it. It's an important and necessary part of the jumping. The landing hill goes so far back up that they just look like lines painted in the snow. You're right, but they do serve a definite purpose.
Huh.
Anyway, the Friday night's fun for them. But it's followed by something that's even more fun in many people's minds, and that's the human dog sled race. This is something we started about 10 years ago. It's something you don't see, well, maybe a half a dozen places in the country. The University of Michigan has it, Dartmouth does, a couple of someplace out in Iowa, and It's a gas to behold. They're six-person teams. Five people pull one person on a sled that the team designs, and they compete for trophies. It's done, as I said, after the target jumping. We use the outrun of the ski jumps as the course. It's about a 200-yard course down and back, and you have to be somewhat fit to participate in this, I have to tell you, because you're running on packed snow, but it gets broken up. There's a slight danger involved too, as many athletic endeavors are. You can fall down in the snow and so forth, but it's a gas to watch. It's professionally announced, just like the ski jumps are. Hundreds of people are cheering people on. They're ringing their cowbells and everything else. It's just a fun night.
Is that something that people have to register for, or is that kind of just come and show up and do this?
No, you can't just show up. You have to register. You go to info@jumpfest.org, and just an email let us know that you want to gather a team, and the guy, the director who is in charge of that, will send you all the information you need, the rules and so forth, and you register online. Okay. It's only $25 to register a team, which is and it gets you in the place free. So it's
a win-win.
To encourage. Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you'll love it. Once you do it, or come to watch it, for that matter, you'll keep coming back to watch it because it is so much fun. Saturday, serious ski jumping starts. The same jumpers jump all 3 days, but on Saturday, it's the Salisbury Invitational. That's our own tournament with its own trophies. It's very prestigious in the Eastern ski jumping scheme of things. And it's judged just like the Olympics. There's judges and judging booth you see up on the side of the hill if you ever go to our webcam. And they're judged just like the big boys are. They're judged on form and distance and so forth. And that's Saturday, the jumping, and by the way, Saturday morning, our little kids have a tournament starting at 9:30. The up and coming kids, we start teaching kids to jump at 7 years old, on our small hill. We have a 20, a 30 and our big hill, and they start on the little one. Anyway, they have a competition Saturday morning. And then, at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the big kids jump. And that's the Salisbury Invitational, and that's fun to watch. I say it every year, but if your listeners have seen ski jumping on TV, they watch the wide world of sports if they're of a certain age, or they've watched Olympics. If you've never seen ski jumping live, you have never witnessed a sport. If you're there up front and personal, watch these kids land, you hear the skis slapping on the landing hill, everybody's ringing their cowbells and going crazy. They're traveling, as I say, 50 miles an hour through the air when they land. It's just something you can't imagine and you can't fully appreciate on TV. Anyway, you have to be there to see it.
And that's one of the things we've talked about in the past too, is, you know, people think, oh, it's going to snow, it's going to be great. But like you said, you know, you're doing 50 miles an hour, fresh snow on the landing hill adds friction. Friction means slowing you down, and that's not something you really want to do when you're doing 50 miles an hour to come to a slow down or a stop really quick.
Exactly, and that's one of the many differences between ski jumping and downhill skiing. You know, if you're a downhill skier, you want a foot of powder. You know, that's your dream situation. But in ski jumping, the surface has to be rock hard and countertop smooth, and so there's the least amount of friction. You're hitting the landing hill at 50 miles an hour. You want that transition to be as smooth and free of jerkiness and friction as possible. And if we have a dusting of snow, even if we have an inch of powder the night before a competition, we have to remove it. We have to blow it off. Even that little bit provides more friction than is safe for the jumper. So anyway, there are a lot of differences, you know, between the two sports. Anyway, that's Saturday's competition. Saturday night, we have the Snowball, which is a dance. We have the Steve Dunn Band, a great band, and it's held at the Grove Building in Lakeville, Connecticut, the village next door. It's a town property that sits on the edge of Lakeville Lake, and that's a fun time, too. And then Sunday, the biggest of the three competitions takes place. This is the Eastern Ski Jumping Championship. And this is very, very important for the jumpers because there's a lot at stake. They're vying for a position on the junior national team in the Eastern Division. That's like a couple steps down from the Olympics. So it's a big deal for them if they can make that team. And this is a big honor for Salisbury, is that the Eastern junior national team is named at the end of competition in Salisbury. So it's a big deal. There's a lot at stake for the jumpers, and you're going to see them at their best. That's when the best chance of seeing a record broken happens. And just like Saturday, the competition starts at 1. They practice earlier, like 11 in the morning. They practice till noon, then there's a break, and then the competition starts at 1. And that is great viewing, too.
So, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm just looking. We have the Olympics. The next Winter Olympics is 26. So we're in 23. Mm-hmm. So in realisticness, one of these people that is competing on Sunday and makes the U.S. ski jumping team, you can see in the Olympics in 3 years. Right here, they started in Salisbury, Connecticut.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've seen many jumpers. Now, the kids who compete here come from all over the East. That's Lake Placid and Andover and Vermont. So the best jumpers in the East are coming to Salisbury to compete. And if you got any questions, just go to our website, jumpfest.org.
Yep.
If there are any changes in schedule because of weather or whatever, it'll be there. And the whole schedule of events is listed there. And please come. You'll be talking about it at work on Monday morning.
And again, you don't worry. You can go to jumpfest.org, scroll down a little bit. There's a webcam of the hill. They have snow. They're making it. Willie and his team are making the snow. So even if you have green grass in your backyard, there will be snow. And if you can't get out there this year, you can watch it live on the website. But please get out there. It's New England. If it's a little chilly, suck it up, people. It's New England. Get out there. Support these future Olympians that are right here in Connecticut jumping in your backyard. Get out there, jumpfest.org. All the information. Willie, thank you for joining me this morning. I hope we get some people out to watch some kids jump off a hill and land and have fun and just watch people pull dog sleds around. There's nothing wrong with that. All this is happening at Jump Fest, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, up in Salisbury, jumpfest.org. Things like this are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.